This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Hey, we're still in Ephesians chapter 3 today, but we're way down here in verse 17. Now, the text we're going to comment on begins in 18, but again, for context, let's take a step back. Verse 17 of chapter 3 of Ephesians, and Paul the Apostle wrote, "And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love." And then in 18, "that you may be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high his love really is, and to experience this love for yourselves, though it is so great that you will never see the end of it or fully know or understand it. And so at last you'll be filled up with God himself." You know, Paul the Apostle's prayer, it should be ours. That we would pray that we would be able to grasp the magnitude of God's love. That we would be able to understand and embrace what it is in the hand of Christ today as he reaches out to each of us. You see, God, he wants to literally fill us with all that he is. And the prayer is herein that we not just understand it intellectually, but that we actually apprehend that fullness. Verse 19 goes on to say that we might come to know. The original language in there, that's the word gnosko. Gnosko is the coming to an understanding through experience. Knowledge through experience. The love of Christ surpasses anything that we can imagine, and to come to understand that kind of love. So can you wrap your mind around what Paul is asking here, what he's saying? To be filled. Filled, gang, with all that God is, has, and does. So how can I be so filled with God? Well, through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is simply God in a form that can dwell and fill a human being. Now, please note again that Paul here, he's not only desiring this for each one of us personally, but he wants us to experience this corporately as a church. His prayer seeks this gnosko experience with all the saints. Again, that comes from being rooted and being grounded in the love of Christ. So let me ask you, where are your roots today? Going on in our text, verse 20 says, "Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers and desires, thoughts, and hopes. May he be given glory forever and ever through endless ages because of his master plan of salvation for the church through Jesus Christ." You know, we need to hear those words. He is able. He is able. He can, you know. Do we get that? He can. There's no question about that. All that's really left is, do we want him to, and do we believe it? The text tells us that he's able to do exceedingly above all that we could ask, even beyond anything we could dream up. Now, you might be wondering why this life, well, frankly, sounds so very different than the one you actually know and experience. Well, note the next few words of verse 20. It says, "according to the power that works in us." According to the power that works in us. All that is available to us as children of God is accessible according to the power that works within us. More than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, and hopes. Infinitely beyond. So, what if there's no power in us? Ah, you see, there lies the trouble. No spirit in us, no fruit from us. The gifts that were promised in Scripture, here and elsewhere, they come through the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So, if there's no Holy Spirit in the driver's seat, all those riches, all those promises of God will never be realized in our lives. If he is not in control of our church, then the same will occur here amongst us corporately. But when we surrender to God, when we're fully cognizant of our inability to do anything ourselves, then the Holy Spirit, yes, upon invitation, will come into us, and we can then begin what is nothing less than a wild journey of things beyond what we could even ask or think. That is a life rooted and grounded in his love. Let me wrap it up with this. In the last century, when Napoleon's armies opened a prison that had been used by the Spanish Inquisition, they found the remains of a prisoner who had been incarcerated for his faith. The dungeon, you see, was underground, and the body now had long since decayed. Only a chain fastened around the ankle bone of this skeleton cried out in confinement. But the prisoner, now long since dead, had actually left a witness, because on the wall of his small and dismal cell, this faithful soldier of Christ, he had scratched a rough cross with four words surrounding it in Spanish. Above the cross was the Spanish word for height. Below it was the word for depth. To the left was the word width, and to the right the word length. Clearly, this prisoner wanted to testify to the surpassing greatness of the love of Jesus Christ, perceived even in his suffering.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.